In Jesus' precious name. Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven and let's give God thanks. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's magnify the name of the Lord. Let's praise him. He has triumphed gloriously. Let's exalt him. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise and the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We magnify your name. Receive all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' precious name. He that keepeth us in neither sleep nor slumber. Always awake to keep the enemy away. 24/7 is awake. He never sleeps. And all through the month, he has been on duty. That's why we are here. And today is our Thanksgiving Day. Lord, you have done us well. None of us paid anything extra to be here. It's by the mercies of the Lord. I would like us from the depth of heart this morning, lift up your hands once again and give him the thanks. The one that is always awake. Keeping the enemy away. He watches over us. Let's glorify him. Our Father, we are grateful. We thank you. We give you praise. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Our gracious Father, who have come to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We judge you faithful.
Yes.
You have done all things well.
Yes, Lord.
We'll bless your name.
Hallelujah.
We have gathered in this service again to worship you.
Yes.
And we have come, Lord, to receive from you.
Amen.
Lord, we therefore ask, Lord, that you send us your word. The word that will break every curse in our life.
Amen.
The word that will terminate stagnation.
Amen.
The word that will launch everyone into next levels of blessings.
Amen.
Our heart is set to receive from you.
Yes.
Lord, we ask, Lord, that you speak to us and tell all the world to meet the needs of everyone. Let confusion disappear by the word.
Amen.
Let there be diverse healings by the word.
Amen.
Let there be deliverances by the word.
Amen.
And all you do this morning, the praise returns back to you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let the sons of God say a big amen.
Amen.
Put those wonderful hands together this morning. Make it bigger and please have your seat. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Another privilege given to me this morning by God. And God's servant. The sent man over this assembly. Our
resident
pastor.
Give
me this opportunity again. To bring God's word to us.
I
appreciate you, sir. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
My dependable destiny helper is here. He is dependable. You can count on him. He never fails. Is here. For you. This week, you will experience his mighty help again. Where you are looking for one help, it will give you multiple. If you believe that, shout a big amen. Engaging the help of the Holy Spirit towards fulfillment of destiny. Every destiny is at the mercy of the Holy Spirit. No one can fulfill destiny in the energy of the flesh. He is the spirit of exploits. He is the spirit of great things in the life of a man. When he leaves a man, the man becomes nothing. The greatness of Samson was by the Spirit. When the Spirit left, he ended up becoming an ordinary man. And ended up as a toy. The Holy Spirit is the beauty of Christianity. And that's why we need his help. And
he's
always there to help us. Jesus, the Savior of the world,
Jesus
also enjoyed his help. And while he was living, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I will send you another helper. And he sent the Holy Spirit to us. So he's always there to help us. So let's always engage him.
Okay,
this morning, we'll look at two major ways that the Holy Spirit helps us. Number one, the Holy Spirit empowers us for delightsome obedience. Not just obedience, but delightsome obedience. Psalm 112, verses 1 to 2. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. He does his word with delight. Blessed is the man. So the Holy Spirit empowers us. He graces us to obey God with delight, not with complaint. Isaiah 1 verse 19.
He says,
if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. This land of Omaha, you will succeed here. Every good thing God has loaded in this summer, you'll be a partaker of it. If you believe that, shout a big
amen.
That's why delightsome obedience is gateway to a world of supernatural blessings.
It's
a world, the gateway to a world of supernatural blessings. Because every provision of scripture comes with a condition. And that condition is obedience. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 and 2. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, to observe and to do, all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high. He sets thee on high on the premise of obedience. And he says, and all these blessings, you will need to beg for them. But they will come on thee, and they will overtake thee this week. I decree blessings of God will follow you in the name of Jesus Christ. And all these blessings, you will need to beg for blessing when you walk in obedience. You don't need to beg when you walk in obedience. As long as you walk in obedience, we cannot beg for blessings. And all these blessings, and I began to mention them from there to verse 14. Your storehouses shall be filled with plenty. You shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be a giver and not a borrower. All of those blessings are uncalled on verse 1 and 2.
Verse 1.
If you hearken and do,
oburu na ha genti we me.
If you hack and undo,
oburu na ha nganti we me.
That's why wise people don't look for promises to claim.
Oh yeah, but randi mari hana achongo ziaga hasika.
They are always looking for instructions to obey.
Ihana atuanya bo ntuziaga ha gerubi sinye.
Stop looking for promises in the Bible to claim. Every promise goes with a condition. And once the condition is fulfilled, we need to beg for the blessing. We need to beg for the blessing. That's why the more you obey, the less you pray. Show me a man that obeys what? The word. He prays less. He prays less. Does that mean that he will not pray? No. Obedience reduces your prayer points. When you obey. He told Peter, just cast your net on this side. After he has struggled. No prayer. Peter did so.
Peter made her say, "Amen."
He met them at the marriage in Cana. They said they needed wine.
And when they have done that, wine came. No prayers.
Check many great exploits in the Bible.
They
were a direct result of obedience. Those who obey God, prayerless. Prayer cannot be a substitute to obedience. 40 days of prayer and fasting cannot equate to one obedience. You hit your head, you fast, you hit your head, and you are not obeying what God says. You are not ready for a change. Everything we need, it is in obedience. You won't know how powerful God's word is until you start obeying it. Until you start obeying the word, that's when you discover how powerful God's word is. When you start obeying it. And that's why we need the spirit of obedience to come on us afresh. We need the spirit of obedience. Ezekiel 36 verse 27.
We
need to pray for it. For the spirit of obedience. And it shall come to pass,
please,
I will put my spirit within you. What will he do? It will cause you to walk in my status. And you shall keep my judgments. And do them. Do them. So if there is any prayer, we must pray. It's not God give me car. It's not God give me house. It's not God give me husband. But say, Lord, give me the spirit of obedience. Because every blessing is in obedience. Every blessing is in obedience. Every blessing you need is in obedience. Some time ago, I was in church. And after offering was made, I gave my offering. And the spirit said to me, I want you to give your shoe. I wasn't a pastor then. But that shoe, I like it so much. I removed the shoe and put it in the offering basket. And immediately, rain started falling. I said, how will I go back after this harvest? As I carried the offering, I was looking at it. And my shoe left my hand. But it didn't live my life. And tomorrow morning, somebody knocked on my door as early as 6. And he came with a shoe. I said, I went to Abba and bought this shoe yesterday. And he couldn't size me. He said, come and check whether it's your size.
Yes,
I need to check. It's my
size.
And the one he brought was better than my own. Every time God is making a demand from you, he has already made provision for it. All is waiting is your obedience. Where God wears you? He won't wear you. We had Shiloh some time ago, and I brought the television in our house.
And
after the Shiloh, I went to carry the television back. And the Spirit said, you still need this television. Leave it in the church. I went back and told my wife, I said, this television, I'm leaving it in the church. So what are we going to be using now? I gave it out. And went on transfer. And somebody brought a bigger television than the one we gave. Why the spirit of obedience? Because there are certain demands that will be too hard for you to comply. In the energy of the flesh, you cannot do them. Abraham, I need your son.
Abraham,
the one that you love. And early in the morning. Abraham took Isaac.
Abraham
and sacrificed it. And God said, because you have done this, now I know you love me.
God,
is now you know that Abraham loved you?
Yes, it's Abraham.
And he swore a blessing. And blessing, I will bless you. And in multiplying, I will multiply you. You don't claim such blessing. It is provoked by obedience. My prayer for each one of us today, may the spirit of obedience come upon us afresh. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ,
is
the spirit of obedience that destroyed the hold of the spirit of disobedience.
The
spirit of disobedience is the spirit of obedience that destroys the whole of the spirit of disobedience. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. The Bible talks about the spirit of disobedience which now walk in the children of this world. So there is a spirit called the spirit of disobedience. Nobody in his right sense will want to walk against God. But you see that spirit of disobedience that always wants us to go against the will of God. Because he knows that the blessings that we have, we need, is in obedience. So he wants to stop us by all means. But from today, that spirit of disobedience is cast out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Obedience may be costly, but the end result is priceless. The end result is priceless. It may be costly, but the end is priceless. We saw Jesus, how he was enthroned.
It was
by obedience. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. Jesus got an inheritance of a name by obedience. Not because he was the Son of God. And the Bible says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And as a result of that, there is something that comes as a result of obedience. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted
him.
Gave him a name that is above every other name. So Jesus got that name by obedience. And the good news is this. No one regrets obeying God. I've never seen a man that regretted obeying God.
I've seen
many that regretted not obeying God.
Everything
God tells you is for your good. As a young lady, God tells you, keep yourself.
Don't
mess around. It's for your good. It's for your good. It doesn't add to God. It has everything to add to yourself. Number two, the Holy Spirit also is a spirit of faith.
It's
the spirit of faith. And faith is a requirement for victory in the battles of life. In this kingdom, we don't war with physical weapons. Our greatest weapon is the weapon of faith.
1
John
5
verse 4. And this is the victory. This is the victory. Whatsoever is born of God
overcome
the world. Overcome the challenges of the world.
And
this is that victory that overcome the world. What is it? Even our faith. God's servant told us in the first service that is Satan's greatest target in the life of a believer. His greatest target in the life of a believer. Our faith is our weapon. And that's why Satan wants to disarm us. Jesus said to Peter,
Peter,
Satan has desired to have you. That he may sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you. That your faith faileth not. When faith fail, it's likened to heart failure. When your faith fail, everything has failed. Because we live in an embattled world. Where arrows fly by day and terror by night. But we have been redeemed to overcome by faith. We live in an embattled world. Arrows flies day and night. Psalm 91:5-7. But the word says, don't be afraid. With faith in place, you are an overcomer. It's a world full of wickedness. Is a world full of wickedness. 1 John 5:19.
John Kembu see some.
He said, the whole world lieth in wickedness.
The whole world.
Including America. The whole world. There are forces of darkness everywhere. You don't need to run out from Umuahia to relocate to Sokoto because of evil forces. They are everywhere. All you need to do is to build yourself. Wickedness will continue to be in the world. Wickedness will continue to grow in the world. As a matter of fact, he said in the last days, one of the signs of the last days, that wickedness will increase. That's why you see all manner of things happening in the world today. You can't pray it away, but you can exempt yourself. You can't stop the bird from flying in the air. But you can stop the bear from perching on your head. So faith is that weapon you need to stop all the fairy darts of the devil. And
above
all, taking the shield of faith, wherein you shall be able to put off all the fairy darts of the devil. Anything Satan can throw at. By faith, you can stop it. Somebody's blessed. And we are told that unbelief is evil. Because It robs believers or belong to them in redemption. All the things we hear in the church and read in the Bible, how many of them do we believe? Unbelief is a sin. Unbelief is evil. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12.
Talks
about the evil heart of unbelief. Brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So, unbelief is evil before God. God said, I'm going to do this. And you are using your human sense to calculate how is God going to do it. Every time we don't believe what God says, it makes God to withdraw his hand in our lives. Who has believed this report? To him is the arm of the Lord revealed. To him is the arm of the Lord revealed. Who has believed his report? There is nothing God says that God will not do. God can do anything. God can do everything. The only thing he can't do is what you don't believe. Believers that I'm able to do this. Say, yeah, I believe. Then he said, be unto you according to your faith. So it is to every man according to his faith. That's where the spirit of faith comes in. Because it empowers us to believe all things. It empowers us to believe all things. Acts 24, verse 14. Paul, the apostle, a man of great exploits. Acts 24:14. For this I confess unto thee, that after the way with the call heresy, so worship I the God of my Father, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. Believing all things. Believing all things. Believing all things. How do I know that I believe? If you believe, you will speak. If you believe, you will speak. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. If you believe, you will speak. If you are not speaking, it's an indication that faith is not yet in the heart. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. Faith is born in the heart,
but
giving expression through the mouth. When you are not speaking, you are now living in doubt. I don't care where you may be now, but God says, though your beginning be small, your letter ends are greatly increased. So you are permitted to be in a small place or to start small, but you are not permitted to remain there. So you don't give anybody opportunity to pity you. If you don't speak it, you don't believe it enough. And Satan say, be careful how you speak. That's to put fear in you. Someone say, if I speak, it doesn't happen. What if it happens? Speak first. Speak first. No money in your pocket. You speak. I am rich. I am not poor. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's the way it works in the kingdom. If you don't believe it so much that you can declare it, it means you don't believe it so much. God's servant has said, this year many are going to get married. Anyone that believes it will go to town and be telling his friends.
Anyone that believes it will go to town and be telling his friends.
When you speak, angels fix it. And heaven fix it for you. If thou shalt say to this mountain, so when the kingdom was speaking, we don't wait to see before we speak. We speak to provoke things to happen. This week, I decree your desires will be answered. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, I say your desires this week shall be granted. In the name of Jesus Christ, the spirit of faith is the spirit of all possibilities. It is the spirit of all possibilities. We saw it in the life of Caleb and Joshua. They were sent to go and spy the land. In Numbers 13,
verse
30 to 33. And the 10 returned back with evil reports. Oh, the land is so good.
I said,
filled with so much grapes, but we are not able to handle them. And one man,
Caleb.
But the men that went up says, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And Caleb said to them, shut up. Shut up. We are more than able. They are big, so that if we aim, we won't miss them. He said, let us go up at once. You don't know what you can do until you start taking steps.
God's
servant told us the first service. It says the Satan is afraid of our taking steps.
He's
not afraid of your confession. He's afraid of your taking steps. A young man said, I'm getting married this year. In January. And this is October. He has not talked to any sister. All he's doing is prayer. Even when the sister comes around, and the Lord opens his eyes, he's still praying. He wants to take steps. God will never talk to the sister. You have to use your mouth to say so. Taking steps. Somebody wants to build a house. You've gotten a land? Or you have not gotten? Go and look at the site where you want the house to be. Go and harass the bush by clearing it. Get one trip of sand and pour there. And tell the ground, I am coming back. Taking steps. It's only when you move that God moves. It's only when you take steps that God takes steps. And Caleb says, shut up, we are more than able. Every step you will take this week, God will honor it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, whatever looks like any cause, whatever looks like any spell, whatever looks like any enchantment holding any destiny down today, by the unction available in this service, and as God's servant climbs this altar today, I see those curses and spells broken in the name of Jesus. Revelation 22 verse 3. Revelation 22 and verse 3. And he says, and there shall be no more curse. And there shall be no more curse. And there shall be no more curse. In this service today, there shall be no more curse over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Even if there have been a curse before now, Nehemiah 13 verse 2. God has the ability to turn curses into blessings. He said, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Have it! Have it! Our God turn the curse into a blessing. This service is converting every curse today into a blessing. That amen can be stronger than this.
Amen.
Curses are real, but curses can be averted. Curses are negative pronouncements. Curses are negative utterances against a person, against a thing, with the intention to reduce to nothing. Balak went and hired Balak. Come and curse them. And curses are pronounced by words. Come and curse them for me. But Balaam couldn't curse them. Instead of curse, he was pronouncing blessing. Curses are real, but curses can be averted. When a man is under a curse, it's like a man pouring water in a leaked basket. He can labor. He works hard. But yet, he has nothing to show. Wakes up very early. It works. But nothing to show. Causes manifest in diverse means. Protracted sicknesses. Especially sicknesses from hospital to hospital, they are diagnosing different things. You go to the hospital, they tell you another thing, you go to this one, another thing. It's a time to engage in warfare. Inexplainable hardship despite your hard work. Hereditary sicknesses. Marital struggles. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You have something to win. But every time you say yes, everything breaks down. Others go and succeed. You go, it closes. Causes have spiritual roots with physical manifestation. But today, whatever is the cause, the cross is the answer. Whatever is the cause, the cross is the answer. Jesus paid the price and he says, finish.
Jesus,
by the word of the Lord this morning, causes lose his grip over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What is the way out? Salvation. Hebrews 2 verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect salvation? In case you are here this morning, you are not born again. You are toiling with your life. Run into God. The witch that may kill you may still repent tomorrow. Run into God. Your life is at risk without Christ. Apart from that, have faith in the finished work of Christ. You don't need any cleansing in the river. They don't need to bait you with a goat blood. Jesus has paid the price. Believe in that finished work, and causes will lose his grip over your life. And number three, rise on your feet. Lift up your hands and let's give Jesus thanks this morning. Appreciate him and give him the praise. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Quickly, fasting this morning before God's servant comes up. Service this morning. How shall we neglect? How shall we neglect this great salvation? The way of escape. I would like to pray with you this morning.
to
become a child of God. Wherever you are, don't wait for any other call. Come quickly. Let me pray for you. Quickly. Run for your life. Run for your life. Come quickly. So time come. I'm giving my life to Jesus this morning. Come, let me pray for you. Come. I'm seeing some people there. The Holy Spirit telling you, my son, my daughter, come quickly. That's your way of escape. Salvation is your way of escape. Start coming. Don't need to wait time. There is no waiting. Start coming. That's coming. It's your word of escape. I'm waiting for you. It's your word of escape. Escape this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody's there, you are still struggling. God is telling you, come. In Jesus' precious name. Please, those of us in front, say after me, Lord Jesus. I've heard your word this morning. Have mercy on me. Forgive me my sin. May the grace that brought salvation this morning, may that grace keep you. In Jesus. Precious name.
Nah, Jesus.
You are blessed. Please, you follow
our
officer of instruction. Church, are you blessed this morning? Put your hands together for Jesus as we receive God's servant.